We're speaking today with Madison Bishop, Donald Hying, and we're talking today about the newly released Magnifica Humanitas, which is the first encyclical from Pope Leo XIV. Bishop Hying, what exactly is an encyclical?
Yes, so an encyclical is a formal letter written by the Holy Father, and it's usually on a point of theology, or it's something that perhaps is in current events that he wants to comment on, and it has a teaching role. So he's teaching the faithful and really people of goodwill in regards to where the church stands on a particular issue or to promote a particular point of Catholic theology, or to address the concerns of the current world situation.
Now, the title of the actual encyclical is On Safeguarding the Human Person in the Time of Artificial Intelligence. And I've already seen some back and forth on what this means and what Pope Leo XIV wants to get out there. Why don't you tell me what this encyclical is about?
So it's principally about Pope Leo's take on artificial intelligence in light of Catholic theology and our understanding of the human person. So it's certainly very timely as we see artificial intelligence really take off and have profound influence on really every aspect of our society and our culture. So he's inserting in this encyclical certainly the Catholic Church's point of view regarding the dignity and primacy of the human person. So Catholic Church is always going to lift up the dignity of the person, the centrality of the human being as created in the image and likeness of God, and that the human person can never be a means to an end. But when we look at whether it's politics, economics, the world of work, the world of culture, all of that is to serve the flourishing of every human being. So I think with any technology, AI is really should be a tool and not the master, right? So that I think the concern of the Holy Father is artificial intelligence has such a reach, such technological possibility that it can reduce the human person to being, in some sense, controlled by AI rather than the other way around. So the foundation of the encyclical and its central theme is certainly the dignity of the human person and how technology needs to be in service to the person, not the other way around.
One of the other things that I've seen on this, that this is very much Pope Leo XIV's update to Pope Leo XIII's encyclical, Remum Novarum, which talked about new matters when Pope Leo XIII in 1891 talked about the dangers of capital and labor and nation states moving to control both of those.
Yes, Pope Leo XIV himself mentioned Pope Leo XIII and Rerum Novarum. That's exactly right. And really, Rerum Novarum was Pope Leo XIII's response of the church regarding the Industrial Revolution. So looking at the radical implications of the Industrial Revolution, families moving to cities, people working in subhuman conditions, being paid very little, the social damage of unbridled capitalism. So I think on the one hand, the church always wants to lift up the positive developments of technology and of human progress, but always pointing out the dangers as well. So, in light of the Industrial Revolution, again, is this technology benefiting the human person? And where it isn't, what corrections need to be made? In Pope Leo XIV's case now with AI, it's really looking at some of the same things. What is truth? What is freedom? What is the dignity of work? How do we preserve human rights? How do we lift up human relationality? We hear of people having romantic relationships with artificial intelligence. So Holy Father always wants to lift up the primacy of the human, the real, the true. And AI can be used to blur all of those lines. So we don't know what's true, what's false, what's actual, what isn't. People can have these virtual relationships that become a poor substitute for actual relationships. Work is affected. So it's looking at all those potential pitfalls and dangers that AI represents if it just is completely given its absolute freedom without human control.
One of the other things that Pope Leo XIV mentions in the Magnifica Humanitas is that the Holy Father is talking about, as in Rema Novarum, the consolidation of wealth away from the masses and how that prevents the common good from being done.
So the question is, one of Pope Leo's concerns is, does technology and AI in particular contribute to the economic imbalance in the world between the wealthy few and the poor many? So I think we see in the past how technology can be manipulated to consolidate power, consolidate wealth in the hands of a few. And the church is always looking at the common good and the virtue of solidarity, that every person has certain inherent rights, their right to life, right to work, right to medical care, right to education. But with all those rights come responsibilities as well, so that we're working together, we're looking out for each other, that everyone can benefit culturally, socially, economically from technology, that it's not used to heighten the walls of division between peoples, but rather really serve the common good of everyone.
I guess my final question here is, if we're not Catholic, you know, if we're not of the faith, if we're agnostic, if we're atheist, if we're Protestant, evangelical, Buddhist, any other faith out there, why should we care about this message from the Holy Father?
I think regardless whether one is Catholic or not, even if one believes in God or not, I think all of us would desire the flourishing of human beings. So again, the church is always going to lift up the good of the human person. So with artificial intelligence, can we use artificial intelligence intelligently as a tool to help us to flourish even more profoundly as a human society? Or is it going to become a tool of manipulation, control, and misuse that dehumanizes us and diminishes our humanity? So any person of goodwill, I think, will listen, read this encyclical, and realize where the church is coming from is really from a profoundly human position of the value of the human person, the value of community, the goodness of things like authenticity, freedom, culture, work. And again, with the human person at the center, technology used as a tool to help us, not hinder us.
Thank you very much. That is Madison Bishop Donald Hying talking about the Magnifica Humanitas, the first encyclical from Pope Leo XIV. We have a link to that encyclical and more information online. It connected to this story on WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.